committee where we will hear budgets. Me, and I think those of us that participate in and appreciate the Ways and Means process, that means the session has really started.
Yeah.
Officially today. A couple items of business. The Ways and Means Committee has historically and traditionally not allowed, is one way to say it, or attempted to avoid consideration of conceptual amendments in full committee or amending budget amounts in full committee. There are a variety of reasons for this, and just so everyone knows what the rules are as we start to proceed, we will continue and honor that tradition. If the committee has problems with a given bill that comes out of a sub, which is everyone's right to question, we will send that bill back to subcommittee for further consideration. No guarantees, obviously, that amendments or changes would be made, but that is where any changes that would possibly be made would be considered. With that, let me call on Mike Stinson to discuss some other, shall we call it, technical issues surrounding our process.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The committee agenda, copies of the measures, amendments, and budget reports were distributed to your offices yesterday afternoon, will also be in the future. Our goal is to get those to your offices before 5 o'clock the day before the full committee meeting so that you can review those prior to arriving here at the full committee meeting. To avoid any copying expenses, which of course is a Ways and Means Committee goal, we ask that you bring those packets with you to the full committee as opposed to leaving them in your offices and having duplicate copies here. However, since that notification maybe wasn't stressed on you with those copies last night, I do have several additional packets here. So if there are members who require packets here this morning, let me know. And are there any that need them? We will distribute them. Either. File for new members. There are file folders at your place. If you are carrying a measure in front of the committee this morning, what is new this session? If you used these in the past, previously the carrier's statement to carry the measure, or as we call it, a pony, was stapled to the inside cover. You will not find it stapled to the inside cover this time. It is loosely available in the file folder and is readily identifiable as being printed on beige paper. The reason we aren't stapling them is because we have need, as the measure goes through the process, to replace and exchange that carrying statement, and we end up tearing up lots of staples and lots of file folders. So this way we protect the integrity of the folder. But you will be able to identify the statement within there. We also ask that you remember that at the conclusion of the meeting, please leave that file here. Staff will pick that up and then get it to the member who is carrying that particular bill on the floor. And again, when you carry a measure on the floor, LFO staff will be available either in the side aisle or at your desk, your choice, to assist in answering questions on that particular budget. And again, at the conclusion of carrying the measure on the floor, it's essential that our office get that file back so that the member carrying on the second floor will have the benefit of the file. And at the conclusion, if you're the second chamber, the archives need those files, and those are our official archive files. So we'd also ask that you don't lift materials out of the file for your personal use, that we can make copies if there's something in that file for you.
Okay.
That's all, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mike. Co-Chair Hannon.
Also, I know that occasionally, as last Friday, the House did not meet. This morning, the Senate is not meeting. I would like to remind the members that each Friday we meet at 8:30, full Ways and Means Committee. It would be nice to be back in my district, 250 miles away from here, but I'm here this morning. so that we can conduct our business. If we do not meet on Fridays, that means it takes away from one of the 4 days of subcommittee work, and that prolongs the session. And since the leadership has every intention of adjourning this session fairly early, we would like to cooperate in that effort by maintaining our schedule to meet on Friday mornings. So if for some reason you cannot meet on Friday morning, please let us know, but at least otherwise plan on your agenda reflecting the Friday morning 8:30 a.m. meeting of the full Ways and Means Committee, so that we can conduct our business and do it in a timely manner and do our other activities the rest of the day. So with that, Mr. Chairman, thank you.
With that, let's get into our first budgets. We have five budget bills reported out of subcommittees this week. And the first one is House Bill 5004, Department of Veterans Affairs. Representative Patrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm happy to be carrying the first budget bill for Ways and Means this session. I appreciate the good work of the good chairman of our committee from Ontario, and the dogged determination of the good representative from Albany, of the good senator from Albany, on performance measurements. We got this bill out of committee. It is House Bill 5004. It is a budget bill for the Department of Veterans Affairs. The agency finances home and farm loans for the Oregon veterans and provides counseling and claim services, educational benefits, and conservatorship services to veterans, their dependents, and survivors. The department operates a skilled nursing care and Alzheimer's disease facility in the Dalles, which opened in November of 1997. The recommended operating budget is $2,527,749 in general funds and $39,227,398 in other funds. The operating budget is 18% higher than the 99.01 estimated expenditures, due primarily to an increase in the limitation to account for higher patient census anticipated for the veterans home in the Dalles. A budget note was added requesting that the department conduct a comprehensive market rate study in adequate time to consider recommendations from the study to be included in the agency's requested budget for the 03-05. General fund is used to support veterans counseling and claim services, partial funding for county veteran services offices, and conservatorship services. The department's general fund budget was reduced to account for a public employee retirement rate reduction and a 1% reduction in general fund services and supplies. Your Budget Subcommittee on Transportation and Economic Development recommends approval of House Bill 5004.
Thank you, Representative Patridge. Any questions?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Trolls.
Could you explain again what they expect might result from the comprehensive market rate study?
Thank you, Senator Tro. Part of the problem at the veterans home in the Dalles was that they built the veterans home 85 miles outside of the market study area where it was originally intended to be built. They've had some substantial census problems, or the number of patients that are in the facility. Mm-hmm. We were interested in looking, so in the future we're not going to be asked to for more general funds. The home was intended to operate on its own and pay for itself. That's the need for the comprehensive market study.
Thank you.
Any further questions? I saw Senator Farioli.
Only the technical question of the dash one amendments, Mr. Chairman. In the packet, there's a dash one amendment. Just curious about that.
Dash one amendments.
Dash one amendments are the PERS and the 1%.
Just so we don't overlook the dash ones, if we need to do that here, Mr. Chairman.
Well, I think the bill is recommended with a do pass as amended. They are included.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Yee.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Well, we are asked to have agencies present performance measures every time they present budgets to us. And I think it's very important that we know their performance, the outcome of their work. So we need to hear the goals, the performance, the difference, and evaluation on how they can improve upon the difference, if there's any. Now, so far, I have seen benchmarks and very few performance measures. And I said to the chair that I think it's important we have accountability of the department report to us. So the good chair of the subcommittee appointed me as a committee of one person.
Nothing with the budget.
That is a very powerful committee.
But it's only to look at performance measures. And the good representative from Netford described my effort as smart. But today he described it as dogged.
Dogged.
But however, I have worked with departments in coming up with 6 performance measures. The department has been very cooperative. We met 3 times over lunch hours and 1 more time over telephone conference to come up with 6 performance measures that describe their goals. And I would like you to the performance goals in front of you. That I'm just going to go over 3 of them. One of them is to help veterans increase their ownership and utilize the veterans' loan. And because of Measure 83, passage of Measure 83 last November, they can offer to 60,000 potential veterans population after the Vietnam War and make use of the 60,000 lorry bond money. And their goal is to reach 123 veterans. 33% of the people may be eligible to use this loan, and they're hoping to reach 248 veterans in the second year. And they're going to make use of the banks around the state, so have local assets and make it easier to get loans. And their goals is to reach 25 banks, make those loans, and the next year 40 banks, 57 and 60 banks by year 2003. I also want to call your attention to Goal 4, which is the Oregon Veterans Home achieving and maintaining financial self-sufficiency while maintaining high quality. Their utilization today is 76%, but at 93%, they can maintain self-sufficiency and maintain good quality. So that's their goal. I think Senator Cho asked a question about the market study. And after the study, it will help them increase marketing of their occupancy and hope to achieve self-sufficiency if they can reach 93% or 140 bed occupancy. And then I want to call your attention to the to improve goal 6 is to improve statewide claims and counseling service delivery. Because of the county's veterans office giving help to local veterans, they can help them make claims and recover benefits for veterans. And the State Department matches 75% of local money at a maximum of $12,500. If you look at the very last page, Deschutes County helped 684 veterans, and they recovered $13,222,788 for the veterans. And if you look at Jackson County, they helped 3,302 veterans and recovered $26,732,000 benefits for the veterans. So the department's contribution is only $12,200 per county. They can reach the $12,500 match money they like to give So the chair said that he's going to talk to co-chairs of Ways and Means to see if we can add back some match funds, because this brings a very big return for the benefit of local veterans. So I just want to say asking for performance measures helps describe a goal and performance we expect of the departments. And it would make it easier for the department to monitor their own performance, and it would be easier for us to monitor their performance. So next session, when they present the budget, you look at their performance and the goals, and you say, oh, you have exceeded your goal, or you're under your goal, and tell us why. And they can recognize their weakness or good performance and plan better, and hope we can get more efficiency, encourage more efficiency and performance. So I hope you all give us input about how the performance measures to be done. Maybe it can be done in one page and one supplemental document, but this is 8 pages.
Thank you, Senator. I, for one, if I could perhaps, first of all, I compliment and laud on your work regarding this, and particularly as it relates to the Veterans Affairs. I think that is a very important budget and
yes.
a very important part of services delivered by the,
yes.
the state of Oregon.
Director of the department, Mr. Mangus, is in the back, and he has given us a lot of help. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, sir. If I could join your committee, even if as a subcommittee of your committee, I would be honored.
Oh,
and I
yeah.
would like to help you.
Oh, wonderful. I'll remember that.
I expect you to remember that. That was a sincere offer. Thing I can do. You and I have walked these performance measure trails a little bit.
Yes.
And as you discovered here, they are unique and individual to each agency.
Yes.
And if we're going to really truly have performance measures and goals that the legislature can buy into, we've got to create them. And it's a very difficult, arduous task, and there are no two that are probably the same in any one agency. So, again,